I would take quite an exception to such a policy. I think that having a policy wrote that says that we only will facilitate lighting in urban areas is just unworkable for a county like Donegal. The vast majority of our areas are rural, and I think there's no way that we can pass such a policy here that stops, particularly if you look at rural parts where you have dangerous junctions, we have schools, we have community centres. All that is in rural Ireland, and we cannot pass a policy here that stops the inclusion of public lighting in rural parts. And, you know, it's, to be honest with you, I think it's very unfair that even that policy would be put in front of councillors. I don't see how any councillor in that chamber that represents the people of Donegal would pass that policy. And there's quite a number of other items on that policy as well that I do have concerns around, in relation to public lighting and the policy going forward for planning and stuff like that. But item number 5 is the one that I think has to come out of that before that policy would even be re-looked at.
And it was something that every councillor did speak about, that it just isn't feasible. How would something like that even end up in the council chamber?
Well, I suppose that policy was drafted and put through SPC, the SPC for roads. Not sure how it would have got this far without someone questioning that. But once I got the documentation out last week and seen that policy, I was very adamant, as I was today, that there's no way that I would be standing by anyway and allowing a policy that precludes rural Donegal from any type of lighting to be passed by this council, and I'll stand by that, because I certainly, and neither will my colleagues in Fianna Fáil, be passing that policy as it stands at the moment.
Because it really does raise the question, I suppose, of, you know, there was about an hour spent on that today, and it, looking at it, I think anyone on the street would have known that that would be no good for the county, so it's a big sort of drain on resources as well, having even to discuss it.
Absolutely. We spent an hour discussing a policy that was never going to be passed the minute you read it. I mean, all councillors from every party was in favour of what I said in relation to that policy, seconded by Councillor Ali Farn from the 100% Redress. There's no way in the world, and I mean, you know yourself, you're well used covering these meetings and well used covering council meetings. You know such a policy when you see it. There's no way that we could stand by and allow that policy. And it beggars belief, and I suppose it asks questions. You're right as to why that policy even got as far as full council without that item number 5 being taken out.